Border security, apprehension, and deportation of undocumented immigrants is strictly controlled by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE for short. ICE agents train local law enforcement who sign on to the 287G program. With those credentials, they can question and detain suspected undocumented immigrants. ICE is supposed to target undocumented immigrants engaged in criminal activity. Both Benton and Washington counties have sanctioned ICE officers. Tim Helder is sheriff of Washington County. He says Northwest Arkansas was a destination for undocumented immigrants until the recession hit.
I would say that it is and was probably more so 5 years ago than it is today.
3 years ago, immigration enforcement agents were again directed to focus primarily on those who pose a risk to society under the new Secure Communities Program, SCOM for short. So-called criminal aliens, convicted felons, violent gang members, and repeat immigration offenders were a new priority. Temple Black, spokesman for the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Regional Office in New Orleans, declined speaking on record, but in an email he wrote that through April of this year, more than 77,000 immigrants convicted of felony crime who were undocumented, including 28,000 convicted of murder, rape, and child sexual abuse, were deported, a 71% increase since SCOM was deployed. Almost half of all U.S. counties have volunteered to sign up onto Secure Communities. One quarter of Arkansas' 75 counties have done so, beginning last summer with Pulaski, followed by Benton and Washington counties. As a result, 167 convicted criminal aliens were booked into ICE custody in Arkansas. Of those, 62 were deported. Washington County Sheriff Tim Helder says six officers in his department have trained under these programs.
And they're tasked with investigating criminal operations, if you will, whether it be human trafficking, major drug operations, or if they've got restaurants, you know, where they've got illegals working in there, knowingly employing illegals and paying them nothing to work there. So they work that end of things. On the detention side, they're trained to do the database checks with people that are arrested, that come through our system, and to identify folks that have committed a criminal offense and that are also here illegally.
After a suspect is arrested, fingerprints are sent on to the FBI and Department of Homeland Security, who conduct a criminal background and immigration status check. If felony criminal activity is recorded or that person has previously been deported, he will be detained, interviewed by ICE officials, then likely deported.
We're not profiling anybody. They've committed an act. They've been arrested. They're coming through our system. And I think it's the right way to do things. I'm very comfortable with what we're doing.
But some are not so comfortable.
Okay, mi nombre es Nelson Escobar, de nacionalidad salvadoreña.
Nelson Escobar from El Salvador has been working legally in the construction industry for 7 years. But he knows many who are working without federal permission.
Sí, la población pues indocumentada se podría decir que está.
Escobar helps undocumented community members who are concentrated mostly in Rogers and Springdale. He says he educates them about immigration enforcement, including the 287G program.
No han ido apegados a lo que es la ley en donde embarca engloba este.
Nelson Escobar says the law is racist, targets Hispanics who are here only to work, and as a result, they have no civil rights. Interpreter Ana Aguayo is a worker advocate at the Workers Justice Center in Springdale. She was born in Mexico but grew up here.
Mm-hmm. I think that people know the risk of coming in, and that's why, I mean, you won't take the enormous step it is to uproot yourself from your origin home without knowing, I mean, the risks that are coming with it. But sometimes it's risks that are just unbearable, and there are treatments that are just borderline human trafficking type of treatment that people are seeing within the workplace and also at home, even from family members. So when you talk about telling people, well, you know, there was a risk and there are things that you should have been able to withstand, it's kind of telling them, well, you're not worthy of being a human being in this country, so you shouldn't fight for any rights.
Aguayo says undocumented workers have no protections compared to the rest of us and are afraid to report cases of domestic violence, being raped, robbed, or ripped off by employers. Because if they do go to the police, they risk being deported.
The fear is just rampant within the community, especially workers that don't understand their labor laws. And it could be, I've gotten multiple stories from human and sex trafficking where it's even family members withholding paperwork from a worker just to make sure that they're, it's like indentured slavery, you know. And we've gotten cases also where it's a simple case of workers' comp. The worker has had an accident, but even their own coworkers are afraid to drop them off at a hospital. Meanwhile, the worker's life is hanging on a thread. And, yeah, we do also get a lot of cases where people will not speak up. They're owed months and months of wages, working in construction, working in restaurant, working in labor-oriented industries that they're never paid. And most of them give up on that on those wages because they say, well, you know what, maybe I don't deserve to get that money back. And when you consider that, it's working for free. Basically, when that it's their hard labor, and they also have a family to maintain, they have children to feed, so it's very difficult. The fear does drown a lot of people, but it's also it comes to a point where a human being can tolerate so much. They can only tolerate such treatment where they will begin to speak up, and that's why the Workers' Justice Center is here, is to help them voice that concern, raise those concerns, and talk about how this issue is not just affecting one community, not just the Latino, but it's affecting us all in the workforce and how we need to work together to establish better laws that protect us all.
Activists, including Mireya Wright, Executive Director of Arkansas United Community Coalition, seek to abolish 287G and secure communities.
We obviously do want our communities to be secure, but we believe that how these policies came to be, how they've been established, how they've been implemented, have actually made our communities more insecure than secure. What we've been able to do here in Arkansas is collect testimonials, many of which Nelson and Anna have touched on today, where we know that there's both issues with the implementation of it in terms of misunderstanding or sometimes trying to couple all immigrants into one group.
4 in 5 of the nation's 11.2 million unauthorized immigrants are of Hispanic origin. According to the 2010 census, the nation's Hispanic population grew more than 46%, from 35.3 million in 2000 to 50.5 million. Making up more than 60% of the total population. Arkansas's Hispanic population grew from 3.2% in 2000 to 6.4%, or 186,000 in 2010. Of those, at least 55,000 are undocumented. Mireya Wright says the picture emerging from testimonials by undocumented people caught up in the 287G SCOM net indicate chronic racial profiling, 80% arrested on misdemeanor charges.
The programs themselves, we believe, yes, have failed. And in large part, any program that emphasizes immigration reform by enforcement only is set up for failure. The reality is we do need to look at the motives of why immigrants are coming to this country. And actually, here in Arkansas, more than any other state that we've been able to look at thus far, has consistently offered jobs to and appealed to undocumented immigrants to come here and work.
Mireya Wright and staff at the Northwest Arkansas Workers' Justice Center point to comprehensive immigration reform as a solution to stop deportation of lawful undocumented workers. If enacted, it would provide amnesty to undocumented immigrants living and working in the U.S. with no criminal record, as well as easier access to temporary work visas for those wishing to come to the United States so they're not forced to cross the border illegally. A task force on secure communities comprised of state and local government leaders, law enforcement, and academia formed this summer just issued its report. The consensus to deport only criminal aliens, to improve transparency of enforcement programs, and to strengthen accountability mechanisms, including remedies for and prevention of civil rights and civil liberties violations. Certain task force members also called for suspension or even termination of the program, scheduled to go nationwide by 2013. Reporting for Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.